Blog Talk Radio.
So, happy January 21st, 2020, which is so weird to say 2020 because I was alive when it was the whole Y2K thing. So, tomorrow, for those who are not in this time zone, tomorrow is the 3-week anniversary of 2020. And I want to sleep. It's not because I've had a long 3 weeks, but when New Year's kicked in, I had a mild case of the flu and just wanted to sleep. I am better, by the way, and, yeah, but right now I'm still sleepy. I've had 3 medium-sized cups of coffee and half a Coke, not cocaine, Coke like the drink, because I'm in the South, so we don't say pop. It's just weird to say, but it's Coke, and it's like Coca-Cola Coke, not Pepsi Coke. I'm from Georgia. I like my Coca-Cola. So, yeah, and I've also had candy, waffles, lots of carbs today. So it might also be I'm carb out too. But anyway, that is not my whole carb fest. It's not what the show's about. And I hope I'm not getting sick because I can't feel the raspiness. But that's probably because I've had a lot of dairy products. I hope it's because I've had a lot of dairy products because flu's not fine. It literally can kill. And I did not get my flu shot. I've had a flu shot before. And when I was on an assignment, it was a very short assignment for a company that was not very good. But the day they were offering the flu shot, I was coming down with something which should have been a hint because my first day started, I got sick. But another topic, another day. So how have you listeners been? Like I said, I've had the flu around New Year's and started around Christmas, or the week before, and yeah, last a while. But other than that, it's been pretty good. I had a networking event today that I went to where I had the coffee and still writing. Pretty much it. Looking to get back into corporate, which should be very interesting considering how long I have been out of the whole corporate workforce on a continual basis. Well, 2014, since it was really habitual. So we'll see how it goes in 2020. So that's been my biggest change. Oh, I did get a weave ponytail. I know that's totally random, but that's basically my show called Rambles. One of my writing group members actually did it, and it looked really nice. It took over an hour to do because if any of my listeners listen to my natural hair story, it's a lot of hair. But this actually has turned out better than the last time I had a weave ponytail, and I took it out after 2 hours, I think. I was 18, and one of my grandmas had died, and one of my cousins decided, let me put a weave ponytail. Okay, and after an hour or so, I think it was an hour or so, this was like, hey, 20 years ago, which is again a year because I was 18, so yeah, almost 19 years ago, but I took it out after an hour in this case, I've actually kept it on, and it's just getting used to it, and again, going back to my episode about hair, I rarely wear extensions, I kind of wear extensions, it's been 2 years. I guess that's every 2 to 3 years, in 2015, I'll do it. So I have not had any damage due to my hair due to extensions. It's all been self-inflicted. No heat. Okay, maybe relaxers as a kid because I was getting box burns, which I would not do to my own child. And yeah, so that's pretty much it with it, getting back into my writing groups because I've been out for a while and just the post-New Year's, Christmas, Thanksgiving stuff is done. There's still Valentine's Day. I really don't care about Valentine's Day. I've been disappointed so much for Valentine's Day that I'm like, just don't want my birthday. And it seems to be a really simple request. Until it's not. And I've had some experience of until it's not. And I'm like, I'm giving it out. I'm giving it to Cajun and college. Yeah. No. I've actually had better Valentine's Day saving. Yeah, I will say that. My best Valentine's Day was when I was 9 years old and sick. One of my classmates, because I used to have kidney and bladder problems, one of my classmates brought some cards that my classmates had had, and that was my best Valentine's Day. And that was nearly 30 years ago. Yeah, so you can see how I feel about Valentine's Day. I was more likely to be playing on a small set to try that little pill than being a woman. But another topic, another day. I'm not even sure how many people are still on their New Year's resolutions. I don't make them at the beginning of the year. I feel like April is the appropriate time to make any resolutions. Sounds crazy. And I'm not sure if I talked about this on the last episode, but it makes sense. It's warmer. If you're in the Northern Hemisphere, and the gyms aren't crowded, and you can go outside to exercise, you're not eating as many heavy foods in April as you are in January. You don't have Thanksgiving leftovers. You don't have Christmas leftovers. And some people, yeah, they do have leftovers a week later because they buy a bunch of food. So by April, it's like, okay, it's warm. We'll have salad, maybe some ice cream, but you're not going to have chilies and clam chowder and different chowders and like ham. Well, maybe ham for Thanksgiving, but it's not like you're going to be eating ham every day. Or at least in my case, I couldn't get away with that because I have a sensitivity to the whole eating a lot of pork in the summer. It does, or when it's hot outside, it doesn't end well for. It just doesn't end well. My brain told, yeah, no. But in the winter, I can enjoy it. Also, dressing / stuffing. I've had it when it's stuffed in a bag very rarely. But yeah, the cast iron skillet for dressing, if you're in the South or you have Southern family members, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, even that in April could, but it's really not the weather for it. You can have some potato salad, but it depends on who's making the potato salad, because not everybody's meant to make some potato salad. It's not racist. I know some people of my own race who use potato salad. I just do not trust. And I will put that in the refrigerator for somebody else, or until I can find a way to sneak in and throw it out. No, in their case, it was mayonnaise with a dollop of yellow. I'm still haunted by how bad that potato salad was. I don't even cook. Well, okay, I attempt to cook, but that potato salad, I think I could have made better. I mean, I experiment with cooking. I'm happy nobody dies from my cooking. I like to try. I've set some ovens on fire. But that potato, it was awful. When somebody told the person, some people actually ate that stuff. I was like, no. And speaking of, that's how some people feel about their New Year's resolution. They stopped them. January 1st, they were like, oh my gosh, it's a new decade, sort of, kind of. It's 2020, we're starting over, and by now they're like, nope. If anybody is still on their New Year's resolution by Valentine's Day, I would be shocked. Well, maybe not too shocked, because people still want to look good for Valentine's Day. So, yeah, the day after Thanksgiving, aka Mistress Day 2.0. Yeah. You look okay. Well, then again, I should probably change it to February 16th. If anybody's on their New Year's resolution by February 16th, I'm really going to be shocked. And part of me is shocked if it's still on today. Life happens, and then it's like, oh, I give up, and it's just been this gradual decline. Speaking of decline, segue, Mexit. For those of you who have been living under a rock or are just like, I don't care, I want to talk about the thing that not a lot of people care about. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are no longer senior royals. I was so happy with the Black Duchess. I did an episode. My biological mom would have loved this. And then racism happened. And you know how I feel about just using that word, but even BuzzFeed did a comparison of her and Kate Middleton doing the same thing and how the British press just ate her alive. Even when her and Prince Harry were engaged, they were horrible to her. Kate Moss wears a black dress to the Spanish monarch's wedding. Oh, shoot. Meghan Markle does it. Why are you doing that? Meghan Markle, 38-year-old woman pregnant, possibly for the first time. I don't know. Why is she holding her baby like that? Kate Middleton doing the same thing. Oh, she's nursing our newest monarch. No, treat them equally, granted. I'm probably more likely to become president of the United States of America, which I frankly feel like I am more qualified for because I have 3 years of government experience. I'm not joking. I spent 3 years working for the Department of Health and Environmental Control, and I am certified in customer service. I have a better chance of being president than Prince Harry ever had of being the King of England. I'm not being braggadocious about it. I'm just simply being honest. Because his sister-in-law keeps on having kids, and every time she has kids, he goes further and further down the list. He was despair. So, yeah, they have every reason to leave. And the shocking thing to me, and I've explained this to people at my church and also writing group members and pretty much everybody, I feel like they could have went to the Wallace Simpson 2.0 approach. For those who don't remember in British history, Wallace Simpson was the American wife of the King of England who abdicated. He was Edward the Eighth, who is the uncle of the current queen. So, Queen Elizabeth II, that is her technical name, because there was Elizabeth during Shakespearean age, but Elizabeth II's dad was second in line for the throne behind his brother, who became King of England. Edward VIII fell in love with American divorcee, Miss Wallis Simpson, and at the time, because this was, again, the 1930s, and the Anglican Church was really strict, and was like, you can't marry her. And he's like, no, I'm going to marry her. I love her. They were like, no. So he's like, I don't care. I'm going to marry her. I am giving up this crown to my younger brother. And according to some historians, his dad was like, bravo, my son's an idiot. Okay, his dad was honest. And I've met some honest parents who will flat out say, I love my kid. They're an idiot. And then Elizabeth's dad became King of England, and then he died in, like, 52, and then she became king. So, legitimately, Meghan Markle, much like Wallace Simpson, American divorcee. Totally legitimate reason, even though I just got the 90-second mark. But, again, I'm not sure how many current British people actually, like, pay attention to that, or it's like one of those footnotes. Legitimate thing. The fact that she used to be Catholic, legitimate. The fact that she was an actress, legitimate. But they went to race. Don't say racism is an American thing. Yes, Americans have issues with it. I did 3 episodes about my horrible experience at the Omni here in Charlotte. But I sort of expected better. I didn't expect to. And I'm not trying to be like, oh, I don't see it. Again, I experienced it. I did 3 episodes about it. But the other reasons would have been more respectful. The approach they did to her, I understand. Harry, much like his great-great uncle, is going to defend his American wife. And that is exactly what he's doing. He's like, I'm not going to be king anyway. My wife is being slandered. Our kid is literally being compared to a monkey. I'm suing. I'm getting out of there. And I can respect him as a husband for doing that. And I hope if I ever get married, my husband has the same bravery. Anyway, this is Rambles. I just got the 10-second mark, and I want a nap. Thank you for listening, and enjoy your day. Bye.